Well, ever since the News of the World scandal first made headlines, over 4,000 people have been identified as possible victims of phone hacking in Britain. And the tabloid's parent company, News International, has paid out millions in compensation settlements there. Well, now that News of the World scandal may be coming to America, and sitting across from me right now is Mark Lewis, the man who's bringing it. He's an attorney in his native England. Mark represents over 100 clients whose phones were hacked, including the family of Millie Dowler, the abducted teenage girl who was found murdered outside of London in 2002. Now, you may remember that Millie Dowler's voicemails were hacked. Some were deleted, leading her parents to suspect that she may still be alive. She was not. Well, now Mark Lewis is in America to find potentially hacked phones on U.S. soil, and that spells news for News Corp. Here in America. Mark Lewis is here with us in the studio. Mr. Lewis, welcome to The Takeaway.
Good morning to you.
Right off the top, what evidence brings you to our shores, sir?
Well, what has happened is the disclosure that's given to various individuals. If you start with the one person who's being a target, they're perhaps a hub, and it goes out to the wheel frame to say that other people have called them and left messages or received calls. And some of them are obviously American citizens or were in America at the time that they were hacked. So this is still a News of the World, an English newspaper crisis at this time, reaching out to America. But it gets bigger because since I've been here, I've been approached by people who have American people who have problems with other newspapers, other organizations, which they want to have looked at.
All right, now to put a finer point on it, an American citizen is in England, perhaps making phone calls they allegedly may have been hacked, or somebody in America calling somebody who's being hacked in England may have been thusly hacked, and therefore you think you have an American case here.
If an American, as was the case, was in America, probably never been to England, was hacked, they'd left a message. You know, people in America speak to people in England. It happens that way around, then they have a claim. And then what you have to do as a lawyer is to look, where is the best forum to bring the claim, whether it's in Britain or in America? If you're an American, why should you have to travel to Britain to pursue a claim? And also you look at the remedies including discovery and the identity of the party that you may sue, which could be News Corp, instead of suing an English company, and getting the documents and to find out what News Corp knows, and to find out, maybe to seek depositions, as you'd call it here, of people, maybe James Murdoch, maybe Rupert Murdoch himself will have to answer questions.
Okay, there's lots of maybes in there. So you're here to target News Corp, which is a property of Rupert Murdoch in the United States, or Fox News, or other properties? Are we talking about News Corp? Is that what you're here to say?
Well, I will be looking at News Corp, and my American counterparts, Norman Siegel in New York, will be looking at the American counterparts. Whilst I've been here, I've started receiving telephone calls from people who have issues with Fox, etc. They've not been proven, but they want them to be investigated.
Okay, you are planning to file suit on behalf of three people, is that correct?
At the moment, there are three or possibly four people who have got to the stage where they are ready to start some form of legal proceedings.
Against whom?
I can't disclose at this stage what steps they will be taking. Later today, there will be an announcement of the steps that are going to be taken.
Oh, so you want to make news a little later on this morning. You want to give us a little bit of a leak. I can think of a lot of News Corp properties that could be on the dock here. You mentioned News Corp, Fox News, Wall Street Journal, New York Post. Am I warm?
The allegations today will not be made against American organizations, Wall Street Journal or Fox, etc. They are a separate matter. The allegations today relate to the English newspapers, but their activities here.
I see. So how wide potentially does this go on American soil? You might be seen as some in America. Let's face it, the press here in the United States, as you well know, or you're going to find out, is not the same as it is in England. It's not nearly as rabid. It's not nearly as aggressive. People here might see you as an opportunist, perhaps. That happens to a lot of lawyers, where you have an aggressive press in England with an aggressive problem of phone hacking. Well, they see it as not really a problem here, and you're trying to make this bigger than it is. How wide does this go?
Well, this is a slightly different position, and maybe, you know, American public see American attorneys in one respect. I'd like to think that people wouldn't look at me in the same way, but what you had in England was one case that was being pursued that exposed something much bigger. And I think the potential for growth in America is similar to the growth of the cases in England. The same thing has happened in Australia. I was in Australia 2 or 3 weeks ago. And what we see is a corrosive impact of media ownership, because it's not really about the nature of the press. It's what the press achieves. It's what the commercial model is. What we have effectively with News Corp and what we have in Britain. The British position, it started with one lawyer's file in Manchester, not the biggest city. It ended up with a major crisis with over 40 people who are arrested, with issues relating to politics, with issues relating to the police, the resignation of the chief commissioner of the Metropolitan Police, the London Police. It could best be exemplified by a story about a horse. A police horse, the Metropolitan Police, gave a horse to the chief executive of News International, News Corporation's English arm, Rebecca Brooks. The Prime Minister went riding on that horse. It's what that horse, it symbolises the relationship between democracy, between politics, between the press, and between the police.
All right, well, but before we let you go, speaking of symbolism, you've been after News Corp since 2008 on behalf of a hacked soccer official and other stories. Some people might see you as, I said the word opportunist before, and some people who are friendly to News Corp might see you as an opportunist here in America taking another shot at Rupert Murdoch. What do you say?
Well, actually, they started with me. They went after me. They tracked my family. They, you know, all sorts of things that they were looking at. They were obtaining videos. They were obtaining a report on me. I'm a lawyer pursuing cases on behalf of clients.
Well, the News Corp phone hacking scandal, I should say the News of the World phone hacking scandal, is coming to America. And I know that because the man who's bringing it is sitting across from me. He's Mark Lewis, an attorney who has represented clients in England in the News of the World hacking scandal, to announce later on today lawsuit on behalf of three others. Mr. Lewis, thank you.